Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, Numbers 1186 to 1235. M.R. Number 1189. High Praise for Site of Melrose Sanitarium, Appeal for Funds for the Sanitarium. Written December 22, 1904. From Elmshaven, Sanitarium, California, to Dear Brother Gilbert Collins. We are home again, and I am in my own room writing to you. I hoped to see you again while I was at Melrose, and was quite disappointed that I did not. I wanted very much to have another talk with you. I spoke 5 times in public while I was at Melrose. The Lord strengthened me and gave me a pointed testimony to bear that melted the hearts of those present. Those who bore the burden of the camp meeting were at times sorely tried. They had been passing through trials that had severely tested their courage and hopefulness. The Lord gave me a message for them and for all assembled. Many felt the power of God and bore a decided testimony to the truth of the message. From Melrose, we went to the camp meeting at Middletown, where our first paper, under the name of Present Truth, was first published. I was strengthened to speak to the people on Sabbath and Sunday. A large number of people, not of our faith, were present and listened attentively. This was an important meeting, and I know that the Lord gave me His Holy Spirit and helped me to speak. The other ministers present also bore a straight message, and much interest in regard to our faith was aroused. I told those present at the meeting of the instruction God had given me regarding the way in which He had worked for His people by giving them the Melrose Sanitarium property for so reasonable a sum. The Lord certainly directed His people to that place. The sanitarium there is to act an important part in calling the attention of the people of Boston and the surrounding towns and villages to our people and the reasons of their faith. Decided evangelistic efforts are to be put forth in these places. In one of the morning meetings, I presented the light given me regarding the Melrose Sanitarium, that all prejudice against it might be cleared away from the minds of those who had been opposed to the removal of the sanitarium work from South Lancaster to Melrose. I spoke of the offer made to our brethren by rich people in South Lancaster to buy the sanitarium property there, and of their offer to give our brethren the sanitarium building if they would move it off the land. I spoke of the desirability of the Melrose property, 4 large buildings and 40 acres of land, situated in the midst of a beautiful park, and the easy terms upon which it was secured. All the circumstances connected with this remarkable transaction, the sale of the South Lancaster property, the removal of the sanitarium building, and the purchase of the Melrose property, constitute an instructive lesson for our prayerful study. Another building is greatly needed at Melrose, that suitable accommodations may be provided for the higher classes. And I appeal to you, Brother Collins, to help with your means in the erection of this building. Wealthy people come to the sanitarium and ask for a suite of rooms with a private bathroom. They have been accustomed to this convenience, and they are willing to pay for it. We need the money of these wealthy people, and they need the advantages of the sanitarium, and we must provide the accommodations that will make them willing to come. In all my travels, I have never seen a more beautiful place for a sanitarium than the Melrose property. It was secured by the providence of God, and the sanitarium there may do a great work in healing the sick and in teaching them the gospel of salvation. If the instruction that God has given is followed, there will be brought into the truth through the instrumentality of this sanitarium men and women who can engage in evangelistic work. Brother Collins, Those in charge of this institution need the help that you can give them now, just now. Time is passing. Put a portion of your means into this enterprise and be assured that it is being used for the advancement of the work that God has appointed His people to do. I ask you to heed this call without delay. The Melrose Sanitarium must stand as a witness for the truth. There is aggressive work to be done. Agencies are to be set in operation that will counterwork the infidelity that is so rapidly increasing.
Please read the commission given by Christ to His disciples just before His ascension. While many professed Christians are bringing a reproach upon the cause of God and counterworking the work of Christ, we are to do all we possibly can to advance the work by consecrating our talents of means and influence to the Master's service. We cannot afford to neglect our God-given opportunity to lay up treasure in heaven by doing all in our power to place the truth before those who know it not. If the Church would seek to understand the great work to be done, if every member would become surcharged with the power of the Holy Spirit, they would have an efficiency that Satan and his angels could not resist. The people of God are to arise and shine. They are to enter into Christ's joy by doing all they possibly can to save the souls perishing in sin. My brother, I entreat you to put your means into circulation in the work of soul saving. Thus, men and women will be converted, who in their turn will convert others. I leave these words with you, my dear brother, hoping and praying that you may gain precious victories in helping to advance the work of God. I thought you would have a special interest in the work of the Melrose Sanitarium because it is so near you. I have confidence in Dr. Nicola and his wife. They are both doing a good work. May God bless you, my brother. I hope soon to hear that you have acted your appointed part. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., May 1st, 1986. Entire letter.